an email and wanted to know how I was today, and I just responded, I'm frustrated because my printer won't work.
This is today's challenge.
The daily challenge.
Every day you have a challenge in your life, what is it?
Yes.
Doug's is his printer won't print to the right tray.
Yeah.
Even though it only has
one tray. Why does it have tray one and tray two and it only has one tray? How does that work?
Doug.
Huh?
Just to confuse you.
But it's never had this problem. What happened was it got fed somehow or other. There were shorter pieces of paper in there, and it got fed shorter pieces of paper.
So the printer thinks that you're using a different size paper.
Right.
And wants to reroute your...
Right.
Right.
And I'm not. I'm using those one or two pieces, and it's now got regular size paper as it always does. And it won't... I can't find the right place on it to put it back into its normal cycle.
There's only one thing to do, Doug. I think you're going to have to buy a new printer. Send me that one. I'll see if I can.
Don't laugh. It's been done before.
Of course it's been done before. Yeah. Absolutely. Silly stuff.
I can't figure out which button fixes this particular problem.
Yeah.
I'll just go to and buy a new printer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, speaking of foolish things.
It was back when he had a lot of money.
Yeah, right. This is from today's show, the story of William Hodges, who was cruising in the Gulf of Mexico, 17-foot crab boat, ran out of gas. So, he called 911 looking for help.
Uh-oh.
Turns out, for Mr. Hodges, it was a bad call. Coast Guard says, about the same time Hodges was calling for help, the local seafood company called IC Sharks, and interesting, they're calling authorities to say someone had stolen their crab boat. The gentleman on the boat called us for gas, saying he was disabled and adrift about a mile off the coast of an island, said one of the Coast Guard spokespeople. Coincidentally, another party was calling, claiming the boat was stolen. Coast Guard arrived on the scene. Deputies, arrested Mr. Hodges, charged him with grand theft boat. You know how they remember that grand theft auto?
Yeah.
Because that's
right.
Grand. But this
make
is grand theft boat. Right. It would be a great video game.
They should have just thrown him overboard. That was way too much stupid in that crap boat.
Your first clue is that somebody's dialing 911 from a boat.
Yeah.
Anybody who owns a boat's got a radio and they can call the Coast Guard directly.
Right. Yeah, right. Not a boat person or a boat owner.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good, Richie. I didn't think about that myself.
Huh. I've been out in the middle of the bay, stuck.
Yeah. Stuck.
With crab pots wrapped around my props.
Oh, that's handy.
I hate that.
That is the most disgusting thing you've ever said.
All right, now let's see. Who's got a boat? Richie doesn't have a boat. Roberta's got a boat, and Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio, who's here.
Maria just went all weekend fishing.
Fishing.
I got three boats.
You have three boats. Mm-hmm. Would you like to describe them for us? Are you sure they're all yours, or did you steal one of them?
I'm lucky to have a car.
Yeah.
they're all just rickety old boats.
Rickety old boats.
I got a pontoon boat, a Boston Whaler, you know. Yeah.
But they're fun, aren't they?
Oh, my God.
Say it, Maria. Say it for us. Say it for us.
Fishing?
Fishing. Come on, say it for us. Fishing boat.
Fishing.
I went fishing this weekend, and I caught a 14-pound catfish and 6 eels.
Really, you're a freshwater fisher?
Eels. Do you eat the eels? Oh, I don't eat the eels.
Ew,
oh, yuck.
Oh,
my dad used to eat the eels.
Yeah.
Traditional Christmas thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I was fishing.
Fishing.
But not for eels.
I commented on her Facebook page. She says, we caught 6 eels, a catfish, and whatever. I said, it sounds like a Twilight movie. Eels, catfish.
Well, no, catfish are all right.
Teenagers.
What'd you do with the catfish?
I throw them back. I don't like to kill the fish I catch.
Good.
I just like to hook them and put a hole in their mouth.
Oh, there's...
But you see, the slime on catfish is so healing, the catfish will heal right up in 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's the thing about slime on catfish.
I'm a catch-and-release guy. We do that all the time. Sean always wants to put them in a bucket and take them home and keep them.
Nah.
I'm like, dude, they'll be dead. And, I mean, we brought some fish we caught in the creek home, and an hour later, you could see they were starting to die. We had to run back and release them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the oxygen in the water.
Right.
If you have an aerator, like I do, it keeps them
alive. Of course. Right. Maria has everything. She goes fishing. She's got everything, including she brings the fish with her, throws them overboard so she can catch them, and then brings them in the boat, throws them back overboard again. That's perfect.
Right.
That's a great way to go fishing. The catfish has a slime on it.
Yeah.
And the slime is very therapeutic and very healing. If you, then that's the difference, by the way, one of the differences between catfish that come from the pond and catfish that are grown on a farm.
No, you don't want to eat any fish that's farm-raised.
Farm-raised catfish not only are garbage.
Farm-raised any fish.
But the slime that they have doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't heal you. But slime from a regular catfish, very healing. So if you didn't know that, now you do. Courtesy of the Doug Steffen Good
Day. You can rub the slime on your face next time, Maria.
Yeah.
There you go.
Instead of using, what is it, the Fountain of Youth?
Yep.
Yeah, we can use cat. Maybe that's what the stuff is. You notice that I didn't do a commercial for the Omega thing last hour when Pam was telling us how bad it was.
Yes. One of our health experts disagrees with Dudley. She thinks that supplements are a waste of time and money.
Right. I don't. But that's okay. That's what makes the world go round. Right. I still find that it doesn't mean what she has to say doesn't have any value. It just is all our personal experience. And I don't put much faith in studies either. I just try the stuff, and if it does something or I think it's doing something, then fine. That's me. You don't have to subscribe to what I tell you one way or the other. I will tell you something that most people do agree with, and they do subscribe, and that's the quality of the AM band in the CC Radio 2. Never mind. FM bands are pretty good no matter where you go. Whatever radio you buy, you'll find a good FM radio. But for some reason or another, the prejudice on the part of the manufacturers against AM radio has caught a lot of you short. Because a lot of you like to listen to spoken word formatted stations, and then have it now, even though there's a trend of them going over to FM, but most of them are still on the AM band. And in order to hear them well, there's only one radio that exists. One, only one that exists that will help you get the best tune in you could possibly imagine, and that's the Sea Crane radios. They have a number of them. The Sea Crane CC Radio 2 has great reception for distant stations that are still on the air. AM, I remember as a kid listening at the house across the street where I grew up, one night we found WGN in Chicago, or it may have been WLS, one of those two. And I was probably 8 years old, so I wrote a letter to the radio station saying that I'd heard him. And the manager of the radio station sent me a letter back thanking me, telling me what a great station it was, yada, yada. I think that might have been a turning point, Richie, for me being interested in radio and being on the air listening to that stuff. Oh, it's great. None of the stations around, unfortunately, have often time or management to do that these days, but it's very cool. So to keep up with the best in the AM world, you need a Sea Crane radio, and the Sea Crane CC Radio 2 will do that. Plus, it has a weather band, has a ham band.
I wish I had one as a kid. I always wanted to hear Wolfman Jack and can never get him over on
that. That's so funny you would mention him.
Why? You were thinking about him.
Because when you were saying the story about riding the station in Chicago,
yes.
I was thinking about the night that I called a radio station and he answered, and I just thought I had, like,
died and gone to heaven.
Yeah. I told everybody, oh my gosh.
I used to watch the Midnight Special, and I used to say, I wish I could hear him.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
Randy,
I worked with him.
Yeah. And then, by the way, there are other voices. There was Gene Shepherd in New York, who you'd feel the same way about. There was the old make-believe ballroom. It was on WNEW.
You can't do that anymore.
Can't do it anymore. Dick Summer, who was on WBZ in Boston. Larry Glick, who followed him on BZ.
Is it because of the quality of the radios that you can't do that anymore?
Yeah.
Or just the clutter in the air with the sound waves?
No, it's the way. It's the fact
that
nobody's making
radio
anymore.
That you can pick up stations that are halfway across the country.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't even think about that.
There's always the internet.
Yeah, but you can't find all of them on the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the problem. And now, but you can find them with the CC radio, too. Here are the enthusiasm for these radios.
So what does that say about you trying to find your local stations if you can't, you know?
It's disgraceful. What the manufacturers have done disrespecting the AM band. It really is.
Yeah.
It's disgraceful. So you want the best way around all of the stuff that we're talking about? Sea Crane CC Radio 2. Call this number now, 800-522-8863. Or you can go online to Sea Crane's visit site, ccradio.com. You can look at the catalog, see all of the great radios. Maybe you'll decide on a different one. I think the CC Radio 2 is swell. 800-522-TUNE. That's 800-522-8863.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. Saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Get our lowest prices of the season this week. Get huge store-wide savings at Toys R Us. Like buy one, get one 50% off all Lego, Crayola, and Shasha collectibles. And buy two, get the third free on all LeapFrog. Plus earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now take time to pay with layaway. Don't miss our lowest prices of the season sale going on now. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Free and or discounted items must be picked below the value item purchased. Certain restrictions apply to layaway and offers. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
All right, Roberta, Jennifer, Maria, did you know that gluten in cosmetics would be a problem for those who have celiac disease? Never mind eating it.
I thought of that.
Is gluten in cosmetics now. And so if you don't get it out and you're allergic to gluten, that is, you have celiac disease, it could affect you. And I wonder if that's not something for ladies when you're going to buy your cosmetics. You look at the label. Another reason to look at the label.
Isn't that scary? We have to ask that question now. Yeah. Gluten in this lipstick?
Yeah, right. Well, it's like the peanut thing, although I think that's gone way over the top. Airlines won't put peanuts on the plane.
My son had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at his school. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, it should. It really should. It is way too much of this kind of foolishness going on in our country. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If I could take you up in paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello, hello. Yeah. We got some oldie oldies here, Richie.
Sure do.
Starting out with Ray Perkins, who is one of the crew cuts.
Who
was 79 today. His song was recorded when he was 24, so that would have been... about 55 years ago, that's about right. Yep. So, something is on my mind. The thing is that I still remember having played some of this stuff when I was a young whippersnapper on the radio. You'd be so kind. Life can be a dream. Shaboom, shaboom. I think this was in a couple of versions of this that were done by some of the doo-wop groups of the 50s or 60s.
Was this on the Stand By Me soundtrack?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. All right. Gary Hart.
Oh, like remember politician that? Gary Hart?
Senator
Donna
from
Wright?
Colorado. Right, exactly.
Like in the bushes, Gary Hart?
Ran right. Presidential candidate as a presidential candidate in 1984.
He had a state, vote, remember?
1930.
I want to talk
so
about votes.
Yeah. Hi, right, Gary Troxell from the Fleetwoods.
I want you to know.
Another moldy, oldie, gritty. Going to state 1939.
So yeah, getting all the oldies out here.
Yeah, this is a good song, though. These guys are great. Come Softly to Me, that's this song. Call Me Mr. Blue. This really great, sweet songs. And not to be outdone from this era, we call them Juicy Brucey Chanel.
Now, what soundtrack is this from?
That's going to be the soundtrack.
This is Dirty Dancing.
Is it?
Yeah. You'll leave this baby in the corner.
Bruce Chanel, born in the state 1940, 71 today, did Hey Baby, Going Back to Louisiana, Keep On Keeping On, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Randall Stewart Newman's birthday is today. Born on the state 1943. He has written, this is one of the things that happens to some of these guys. I say this happens, this is Justin Hayward's call to fame from the Moody Blues. Randy Newman has written the scores for Toy Story, Avalon,
yeah.
Parenthood,
yeah.
The Natural, Ragtime, and about 15 other movies.
And
lots of popular songs. He wrote this, Short People. Let's see, he wrote the theme from Cop Rock. Let's see here. Love Story, The Marshall Chronicles. He's got a knack for this. Been very successful. We're at 68 today, going to state 1943. It's Randy, from Randy to R.B. Greaves, Richie. Another moldy oldie. Moldy oldie day here on Good Day. He was Sam Cooke's nephew, Mr. Greaves.
I didn't know that.
Yep, going to state 1945. See, maybe something you didn't know. Susan Spencer from CBS News' 48 Hours, born the state 1946. That's B. Bertels, guitarist with the Little River Band. There you go. Long Way There, Help Is On The Way, Reminiscing, Lady, Lonesome Loser, Cool Change, Night Owls, Take It Easy on Me. That's some of the Little River Band's repertoire.
I saw these guys a few years ago at one of these outdoor festivals in D.C.
Yeah.
Bunch of good old boys.
Yep. Born this day, 1948. Mr. Bertels is 63. Paul Schaefer, band leader for The Late Show at David Letterman, considers himself a kind of a hipster, likes to be in with the in crowd.
Also the band leader of the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, right. Born this day, 1949, so he's 62. John Spinks, guitarist with Outfield.
No, this 66. Is... sorry. I played Soundgarden instead.
Matt Cameron?
Yes.
Okay. His birthday's today, too. 28 past the hour.
Children in orphanages feel so alone.
Well, in 1997, my husband and I adopted a little girl from a welfare institution in China.
She was almost two and couldn't walk or talk.
She had flat affect. She was emotionally just shut down.
I'm Aileen Ellis, and today on Primetime Focus, Jenny Bowen, Maya's mom, talks about how her daughter has changed.
We watched that little girl through the first year of being in a family, being just loved and talked to and cuddled and sung to, and a year later I looked out my kitchen window and there was my daughter full of joy romping around in the garden with friends, and she just looked through the kitchen window like a child who had been loved and adored from the moment she was born. And I thought about how horrible her beginnings were and how much she had changed in that year, and I just thought, oh, that's just so simple. It's just what children need is so simple. Why can't we just do that for all the children that we can't bring home? I decided to do what I could to make some changes in the welfare institutions in China.
Jenny Bowen founded Half the Sky Foundation. More on that tomorrow. For information on attachment disorder, check the links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit Geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
After the hour, Charlotte is smiling upon you today, as are Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio, Jennifer Horn from CRN Digital, Roberta Fasinelli from Points North, Rich McFadden at the headquarters of our originating network, Radio America, in Washington, Doug Steffen on the farm. I've been asking about my printer. I was frustrated. It didn't work. Somebody sent me an email saying, if I tickle you, will that help?
And depends on who you are.
Apparently it did.
Somehow or other. The bottom line, listen, anything at all will help. I am interested in helping you as much as possible. Hold on a second. I'm going to turn off that other microphone since it doesn't sound like I'm talking in a barrel. Here's something for all people who buy food at the grocery store. Something... It's another one of these things that it gets glossed over, and this is your government, bad government, at work. Ready?
Ready.
Sure.
Researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health have found that eating canned soup boosts the concentration of BPA,
ooh,
which is bisphenol A.
Nasty stuff.
Bisphenol, yeah.
Right. How do you pronounce it?
Bisphenol.
Bisphenol. All right. Bad chemical. Increases markedly this stuff. And this stuff, BPA, has raised concerns among many health experts because of its effect mostly on children and fetuses. This is basically canned food. Anything that you eat that comes out of a can. How many years have you heard me talk about this, Richie? And I don't know from nothing
lots
about BPA. I just know that there are things that are in the can, not unlike what's in a plastic bottle, that are affected. And what happens now in the process is that most things that are in the can, when they go in the can, they are raw. They get cooked in the can. So not only do you have whatever is in there, let's say it's asparagus, or it could be some kind of soup or whatever, the makings of the can are cooked into the food now.
Ooh.
This is the same, and no matter what, it's whether it's soup, whether it's fruit, whether it's canned corn. And by the way, this study suggests that the magnitude was surprising. They weren't studying this problem. They found this problem as a result of looking at something else, which often happens when you're looking scientifically at something. It's like the compounds that are designed for this, and then they get used for that. You know what I mean? And there wasn't. Was Edison looking for something beside the light bulb? One of the great inventors was looking for something beside the light bulb. And, oh, by the way, they discovered the light bulb. I can't remember whether it was Edison or Thomas.
It's aspartame, though. is what you're talking about.
That
where
kind of
they used it as a sweetener, but even though it was originally designed as a plastic, an oil-based plastic, and then they found out it didn't work as the application that they wanted it for, but then some idiot at the company was forced to taste it and realized it was sweet, so now they use it as an artificial sweetener.
Okay, now, this came as a result. I remember as a kid eating things in cans, and my mother would say, you could see the rust on the can. If the can had been in some place, like we used to keep things, my mother or the ladies on the farms around, they would call it canning, but it was actually put into a bell jar. And they make the stuff and they put it in the jar, and then you screw the jar on, and you know, that was how you can things. But when using the can, they didn't use cans because the cans would rust. So what somebody did was change the makeup of the can so that it didn't rust. And the byproduct of the chemical used to prevent the rust is what BPA is.
Wow.
You know, I was talking to, my production guy here, Al Peterson, Doug, right?
Yeah.
His father
is from Framingham.
Right. His wife is from Framingham, and her father apparently was on the team that invented that for cans.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, great.
But the professor of epidemiology at Harvard was looking for something else. They found this by mistake. And their report suggests that this product, this BPA, is among the most extremely harmful that you could possibly imagine. And yet the FDA has rejected the findings of this study. Why? Because Campbell's Soup and other companies
pay off.
Of course. They pay off the politicians. If you want to go to the Journal of the American Medical Association, you will find this study, the concerns about BPA. So as a parent, why would you expose yourself or your children, especially if your wife is pregnant, to this stuff? People say, well, we can't afford anything else. Okay, so you want to kill your wife? You want to kill the kid that isn't born yet? Because that's how bad this stuff is. And this stuff has been detected in 77% of people who eat anything out of a can. So it's not like one or two people. People that were studied, 77% show some impact. And the problem is that it's more of a problem for people under the age of 27 for whatever the reason. People eating 12 ounces of fresh soup every day at lunchtime, opposed to people eating 12 ounces of canned soup every day, they tested their urine. And people who ate the canned soup had four times the level in their system of this BPA as those who didn't eat it.
Wow.
So, and this is 1,455 people who are in the study. Not like it was one or two. Let's see here. Didn't make any difference whether the abnormal concentrations of this in the liver, which is where the excrete comes from, goes through the spleen and then to becomes urine. After the factors of age, body, smoking, all those things taken into account, it still was more of a problem with the younger people. And it's unknown how long this stuff remains in your body. They don't know how long it could stay there forever. This is the kind of stuff that causes defined cancers. So, is there a way out of this? I've noticed the Campbell's soup is now a lot coming in plastic. Have you noticed that? Go up and down the supermarket aisle.
Yep, they have them in those plastic containers now. You
see how much more.
And boxes,
the soup,
too, lately.
Right, boxes, that's it. The new boxes. You see a lot of soup in boxes.
But they still have a lining on the
that's
inside
exactly
of the boxes.
That's exactly right, Richie.
A wax
they cook them, but I don't think they can.
Plastic lining.
You can't cook them in the box.
Can't cook in the box. So the chances are there's no heat involved. There's no heat exchange. It's okay. It's only when they heat them that it's like heating the plastic. If you buy a bottle of milk or apple cider or juice or something, you leave it in the front seat of your car, and it's a sunny day, and the heat from the sun comes through, and that'll change the composition of that plastic bottle. And the stuff that's in the plastic gets into whatever you're drinking. So that's the danger of that. And that's all the more reason to use glass, have glass bottles. I'm trying to figure out how to get a washer in to the farm milk store so that I can wash bottles, because I have 2,400 of them sitting in the back of one of the barns, and everybody wants glass bottles for the milk, but I haven't got a way to, I haven't figured out a way of washing them yet. So, I mean, you can wash them, but you got to put in a whole extensive thing. There are two different types of washers, and you got to find the right one, sort of a commercial one, but you can't leave anything to chance. You got to make sure whatever it is that's washing him gets it every single. In those narrow bottles, if you got a half-gallon bottle, the lips and the neck are narrow.
Right.
So how do you get the stuff that's right inside? You know, the pressure on the washer has to be very, very high in order to get up into the bottle and wash all of the stuff that's around the neck of the bottle, unless you want to do it by hand. So anyway, aren't you happy to know about milk bottles, boys and girls?
Yes.
Moms and dads?
Fascinating.
Absolutely.
Well, but I passed this stuff along about BPA because I think it's something. Would you, how much?
It was a big, 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 big story, I don't know, with Maria, 4 or 5 years ago with baby bottles. And all of the manufacturers went away from the plastics with BPA in them. You know, but the stuff is everywhere.
Does this influence you in your buying, Maria, when you go to the store on Sunday before you cook all the food that you do for your family for the week? Does this influence you? Buy any canned goods?
Yes. I buy very few canned goods.
All right. So would this influence you to
really
not buy any?
You know, it doesn't really influence me, only because I just feel like everywhere you look, there's some danger in whatever you're using.
Yeah.
And I guess in some ways, I just think you can become neurotic over it.
Or you can have a little common sense. Yeah. I think, you know, is a little bit of this going to be okay? I wouldn't, knowing it, I wouldn't buy anything I can anymore.
You know what's funny is Saturday night we went to dinner at some friend's house, and they're very health conscious. They very, you know, they watch what they buy, the kind of foods they buy. They don't eat the red meat. They try to do some vegan, even though they eat pork and fish and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I got the assumption that they feel if they buy anything at Whole Foods, that Whole Foods has gone through all of this stuff and made sure that it's clean and healthy for them. No.
That's right. Go that far.
They still sell canned goods at Whole Foods, so you can get the BPA. They still sell farm-raised fish there. You know, so it's, you have to do the research yourself and know what you're buying, no matter where you buy it from.
Richie, you're so smart. My God.
No, because I still buy some of these bad things. And you know.
All right, from the Danger, Will Robinson Department, the report here on Good Day at 15 before the hour.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Do you plan on taking Fido to the groomer or boarding him at the kennel this holiday season? If so, veterinarian and pet health expert Dr. Bernadine Cruz has advice for dog owners.
This holiday season, dog owners should be aware of dog flu. It's highly contagious, and most dogs have no immunity. Virtually 100% of newly exposed dogs become infected with the virus. There have been outbreaks throughout the country in states like Texas, Virginia, Connecticut, New York, and Colorado. In fact, it's been confirmed in 38 states. Dog flu can spread quickly in environments like boarding kennels, grooming parlors, dog parks, and doggy daycare. Some of the symptoms are cough, runny nose, and fever. But the good news is there's a vaccine available to help prevent the disease and keep Fido healthy. This year, give your dog the gift of a healthy holiday season and speak to your veterinarian about Novavax canine influenza vaccine.
For more information on getting your pup vaccinated, visit doginfluenza.com. I'm Lee Shepherd.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
All right. Somebody sent me a story today. All day long, people are sending me stories, and I appreciate that. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com, the old-fashioned way, or Facebook stories, whatever. We have questions there. This lady tells a story about an 18-year-old grandson of hers who saved the lives of everybody in the family. Over the weekend, apparently, there was a fire that started in their home. And this fellow, his name is Dylan, smelled smoke, got everybody out of the house. Before it became engulfed in flames, burned the ground in minutes, apparently. Dylan, the 18-year-old, suffered smoke inhalation because he kept going in and out of the house. But everybody is fine. Burned the house to the ground. 30 minutes. Whoosh, gone. And the thing is that everybody got out safely. You like to hear, I mean, can you imagine what they lost in the house? All the things, a 100-year-old house with all the family memorabilia in it. But they got out. And that's what is most important. But you have to be thinking, oh, my God, what did they lose? What sort of sad stories will they tell about the things that will not be replaceable?
Right.
But you know what? Your life is not replaceable.
Yep.
Exactly. So give thanks for that on Thanksgiving weekend. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Listen, learn, and win on your schedule at DougStefan.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Thanksgiving weekend is all done, but the shopping is far from over. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's recap what we've had over the last several days. There was Thanksgiving Day, followed by Black Friday. Then we had Small Business Saturday. Yesterday was, well, Sunday. And today is Cyber Monday. For those on the selling end of things, this is music to their ears. This is the sound of sales. According to preliminary figures from an outfit called ShopperTrack, we set a Black Friday record with sales up 6.6% over last year's Black Friday. It's estimated we spent a total of $11.4 billion last Friday alone and $52.5 billion for the long weekend overall. On Saturday, we were encouraged to hit stores on a smaller level to forego the malls and retail giants in favor of small businesses. No word yet on whether we followed through with that to a substantial degree. Today, Cyber Monday, where the focus is online shopping. Point, click, and do some of this. Yes, the keyboard does come into play when you enter such information as your credit card number and such. It's a big day for online sales. Last year, we spent more than $1 billion on the Monday after Thanksgiving. Latoya Drake is a consumer advisor for AOL. She says there is one crucial thing that attracts many of us when it comes to online shopping.
The one thing that people search for more than anything, and they say is the one of the key things that gets them to purchase, is free shipping.
That's right, free shipping, something most of us drool over. And Drake says websites such as freeshipping.org can help find items and places where shipping is free. And one more note about Black Friday, which for many early birds actually started last Thursday night on Thanksgiving night, with some retailers opening at midnight. This Michigan resident named Dan has something to say about that.
You know, if they opened at 4 a.m. on Black Friday last year, now they're opening on Thanksgiving night this year. Next year it might be Thanksgiving morning. You know, who knows how far it's going to go.
Dan's got a point. Next year we might be talking about Black Halloween. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you, that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
On Wall Street, the markets reopened today following a losing week last week, shortened by the holiday. Nonetheless, the Dow and S&P suffered their worst Thanksgiving week on a percentage basis since 1932, with investors remaining nervous about huge government debt in the U.S. and in Europe. In case you missed it, there is a tentative deal to end the NBA lockout. Commissioner David Stern says there's still work to be done to finalize this deal.
But we're optimistic that it will hold and we'll have ourselves an NBA season.
a shortened season, 66 games beginning with a triple header on Christmas Day. Business at the box office over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
If you kill her, you kill me.
Ah, package deal, huh? Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 1, still on top. Another $42 million over the long holiday weekend. And finally, back to the issue of shopping. That's right, grab a cart and let's go. Many of us over the next couple of weeks will be shopping for toys, of course. Speaking of which, the National Toy Hall of Fame, based in Rochester, New York, is inducting three toys this year. When it comes to toys in this Hall of Fame, we really go back to basics. Toy Hall of Fame Chief Curator Christopher Bench brings us the three new inductees for this year.
The Dollhouse, a toy that goes back for more than four centuries, and Hot Wheels.
The Dollhouse and Hot Wheels. That's only two. We'll get to the third in a moment. Back to the Dollhouse, Mr. Bench. Why has the Dollhouse stood the test of time?
The fact that they're miniature and child size means that kids can have control over a world of their own.
And speaking of miniature, those Hot Wheels cars still sell like hot cakes.
The current statistic is that 8 Hot Wheels sell every minute.
And that one other inductee into the National Toy Hall of Fame this year, joining the Dollhouse and Hot Wheels cars, you're going to love this, the blanket. From making small tents to playing peekaboo, there's nothing like a blankie. I still have mine. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Get our lowest prices of the season this week. Get huge store-wide savings at Toys R Us. Like buy one, get one 50% off all Lego, Crayola, and Shasha collectibles. And buy two, get the third free on all Leapfrog. Plus earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now take time to pay with layaway. Don't miss our lowest prices of the season sale going on now. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Free and or discounted items with vehicle or value item purchased. Certain restrictions apply to layaway and offers. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.